Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I've never heard a pastor ask a question like the one I'm about to ask you this morning. And even though you may have never heard it from the pulpit, it's a question that every pastor seems to ask himself as he prepares his message. And the question is simply this: what do you want out of this passage? What are you looking for? And it's a question that might, on the surface, sound simplistic, but as you begin to ponder, you may find that it is really difficult to answer. What is it specifically that you're trying to extract from this passage? Now think about that as I reread our gospel passage. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. So what are you looking for in this passage? And how you answer that is really dependent upon your situation in life right here and right now. And here's what I mean. Let me introduce you to a single mother with two children, a 5-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. And since the start of the pandemic, she's had to juggle her life around so that she can continue to work full-time as a dental assistant. And normally during the summer, having her children out of school is easy because she enrolls them in day camps and other activities. And so the time that they're home is really minimized. However, this summer, it's very different because the camps are closed. The activities are canceled. Now, it hasn't been impossible, but she worries about leaving her children home alone all day, every day. And she also worries that the contact that she has with the patients puts her health at risk, and although she is very careful, there's no assurance that she won't get sick or that the office won't close because business has decreased. What does she want out of this passage? Maybe she hears Jesus speaking to Peter when he says, "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You see, she needs a rock right now because she's not sure what she's anchored to. She knows that she must cling to Jesus, and she prays almost constantly for strength and for wisdom. And she believes in him. She trusts in him. But you see, the uncertainty of these days challenges her confidence and makes her sometimes question if he really is the rock he says that he is. She's searching for words of stability and security. Now, what about Saul of Tarsus? If he were listening to these words, what would he be looking for? My guess is that he'd be focused on Christ's question to the disciples. But who do you say that I am? You see, Saul was anchored to the God of the Jews. He was well-versed in the books of the Torah, and he had studied them for many, many years. He was a leader in the church, and he stood firmly on the foundation of his knowledge and faith in God. See, he had built his life. He had built his reputation upon it. That was his identity. And his belief was unshakable. So he probably would be searching for the answer to the question that Jesus asked. Who is this person that claims to be God? Now, what about you? What are you searching for in this passage? What are you going through in your life right now? And what do you need to hear from God this morning? Are you struggling with your faith, trying to understand how God can allow these world events to continue without intervention? Are you struggling with your health and searching for comfort of His words? Are you looking for Christ, the Son of the living God? Are you looking for a rock that can withstand the assaults from Satan himself? What is it that you're searching for this morning? And regardless of how you answer, I believe that at its core, at the root, we all ask the same question. What is my identity? Now, I didn't ask, what is my identity in Christ? Because that's leading. I simply asked about my identity. Who do I say that I am? See, this is at its core the most fundamental question that we can ask ourselves today. Who do I say that I am? From where do I find my identity? See, we have two choices in how we answer this question. We either find our identity in Jesus, our Lord and Savior, or we find our identity in the things of this world. We either find our identity at the feet of Christ or at the feet of Satan. There's no other choice. Do we define ourselves by the money that we make or the job title that we hold or the power that we possess? Do we ask, who do I say that I am? Or do we define ourselves by the life that we live in the shadow of the cross? Do we see ourselves as the hands and feet of God, serving others, sharing selflessly our gifts and our treasures of time and talent and money? Do we not even ask the question, who do I say that I am? Do we not even ask the question, Jesus, who do you say that I am? Because we already know the answer. Do we instead find within this passage a statement? A statement so bold and so powerful. A statement that we can loudly proclaim only because we are anchored to Jesus, the Son of the living God, Do we shout instead, I am who you say I am? I am greatly loved by God. I am a child of God and a friend of Jesus. I am chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works that God has prepared beforehand. I am redeemed through His blood, forgiven of all my trespasses. I am justified by His grace. I am no longer a slave, but a son of God. I am free from the law of sin and death. I am in Christ. I am a new creation, the old being passed away. I am a member of Christ's body and a partaker of His promise. I am united in Christ, brought to complete unity. I am holy and without blame before God. I am joined to the Lord, and I am one spirit with Him. I am God's temple, and the Holy Spirit lives within me. I am marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit, and I am raised up and seated with Christ in the heavenly realms. I am a citizen of heaven, and I am far from oppression, and I will not live in fear. I am born of God, and the evil one does not touch me. I am complete in Him who is the head over all rule and authority of every angelic and earthly power. I am who you say I am. And the gates of hell and the attacks of Satan can never change that. I am defined by you. And so are each one of you. We all are in Christ. Let us pray. Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but you brought me in and you set me free. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me and not against me. I am who you say I am. In your name we pray. Amen.